Hi, my name is Emily Chadbourne, and welcome to Unashamedly Human, the podcast, where we explore how we can better understand our thoughts, feelings, and actions, change our results, and feel less alone as we navigate that crazy thing called life. This show is sponsored by absolutely bloody nobody because, well, no one is willing to pay me for this shit yet. But I am a huge believer in supporting other small businesses that I love and fellow entrepreneurs who, like me, are trying to make the world a better place. So if you hear me recommend or promote other coaches, products or services, please know that it's not an ad. I just want to share the love. Also, though, if you did want to sponsor me, I would completely be okay with that. So you could email me at info@emilychadbourne.com. Do Chanel sponsor podcasts? Hello and welcome to Unashamedly Human, the podcast. This is episode 9. I am your host, Emily Chadbourne, and I have to start with a little confession because last episode, episode 8, I started with a shout out to my dad for his 72nd birthday. Turns out I'm reliably informed by my sister that dad is actually 71. So sorry about that, Roger. Happy 71st birthday. And while we're at it, happy 72nd birthday for 2020. You are welcome. Huge thanks to my sister for correcting me on that one. So this week, I have been spending lots and lots of time thinking about business. I was in a two-day training at the end of last week called The Sales Game with Darcy Smythe and Steve Clayton. I believe that's his surname. I will link the two of them. They've got a business called Y Bravo. I'll link it in the show notes for you. The two-day training was exceptional. It was one of the best trainings I've ever been to. And as somebody who is sort of slightly obsessive about putting herself in training rooms, that is a statement to behold. The training really was about, like, how do you operate in the real world when it comes to sales, when it comes to backing yourself, when it comes to winning the game of life? What is your relationship with money? And it was sort of amplified in these games that we played. So it was really experiential. It was fucking phenomenal. If anyone is in business and you are in Australia or America, because I believe they're taking it over to America later on in the year, check these guys out. Check out Darcy and Steve. Y Bravo. Like I said, I will link them in the show notes. Phenomenal training. Really, like, I went there thinking I'd learn a bit more about sales. I came out learning so much about myself and about how I operate and about some fundamental truths and stories that I have about myself that are and are also not working for me when it comes to business. Anyway, amazing, like phenomenal, phenomenal stuff. And I think, you know, one of the takeaways for me is that whenever I think I know myself, whenever I think I get to a point where I'm like, oh, okay, brilliant, like I've worked this bit out, hallelujah, something else happens. I level up, my paradigm needs to shift even further, and I uncover all of this other stuff that I didn't know that I didn't even know. And what a glorious thing to be in that kind of like forever evolutionary process, because it just means that you can continue to grow and expand and strip down and grow even more on the other side of that stripping down. And it's a really humbling, phenomenal, amazing place to be. And it keeps life really, really exciting. And a few years ago, that kind of process just scared the fuck out of me. This idea that I would never find the answer, that it was a continuous, constant evolutionary growth sort of experience, because quite often it's really uncomfortable. Now I'm going to fucking hang on a minute. Not quite often. It is always fucking uncomfortable to grow. It's always uncomfortable to lean into uncertainty. It's always uncomfortable to do something new. That is never fucking comfortable. And that used to petrify the fuck out of me. And so I shied away from business for a really long time. I shied away from doing anything that was new. I shied away from taking chances. I felt like I didn't have enough information. I was one of those information gatherers. You know, I needed to know the how. I needed to know the process. I needed guarantees. Little did I know that there are no fucking guarantees. The only person or the only guarantee that there is you. And that is also a variable. It is so fucking changeable. If you're doing life right, you are constantly in change. You're constantly being a different version of you. You're constantly leveling up. You're constantly learning new shit about yourself. So even that variable, to an extent, is unreliable. And you really have to learn the skill, and it is a skill, to lean into that in order for you to be able to experience the full fucking frontal life that you can. I don't know if I said that very good. Hang on a minute. The full frontal life. And ignore that bit. I'm going to stop editing these because it's just so not in line with who I really am. And having and wanting to really genuinely implement what I learn on a day-to-day basis, especially from this training, which was actually, how much do you back yourself? Like, are you going to go all chips in on this? Like, do you trust yourself so much? Do you trust your message? Do you trust your vision? Do you trust your soul? Do you trust yourself? And if you do, go fucking all in. And if you don't, get the fuck out the game, because you're never going to win it. And so I'm just going to stop editing these podcasts. I ain't got fucking time more than anything else. You know, half an hour to record it, and then it's like 2 hours editing the fucking thing. Nah, I ain't got time for that shit. I'm just backing myself. So if I fuck up, all good. It's a demonstration of me being unashamedly human. So my point being that really only in the last few years have I really learned the skill of leaning into being uncomfortable and learned the skill of backing myself. And that is a skill which I continue to evolve. And the more I evolve that skill, the better I get at it, the more success I can have. So in the spirit of that, I thought that today what I would talk about is business, because I get so many PMs through my Facebook and loads of DMs through my Insta account, Emily_thatcrazythingcalledlife. If you're not following me on Insta, what are you doing? Not being funny, right? But my story's kind of hilarious. Backing myself or just sounding like an egotistical asshole. No, seriously, my stories are funny, because they're unashamedly human. Like, I am completely demonstrating what it is to be a messy, clunky, fucked up human, because we are all those things. None of us has got all of our shit sorted. None of us is sailing through life smoothly. I'm just a living demonstration of that, I hope, for my market. So get behind Emily_thatcrazythingcalledlife on Insta. I also got loads of DMs. So I have heaps and heaps of conversations with you guys through direct messenger on Instagram. And you can also contact me at info@emilychadbourne.com. And I get loads of asks around business. So many of you come to me and say, I'm thinking about starting my own business. What advice do you have? Or what should I do about this in business? I'm in my early days in business. And that's great. And it's awesome. Like, keep those questions coming, because I will always, always answer you. I'm not going to give you free mentoring, because this bitch has got some fucking rent to pay, y'all. But like, I will absolutely help you out. And I often send free resources in order to help you out. But I think overwhelmingly, one of the things that I find myself saying time and time and time again is business is not about knowledge. Knowledge is easy to come by. Knowledge is easy to obtain. Google is there for knowledge. Other people are there for knowledge. Ask somebody who knows the answer, the question, and you'll probably find out the answer yourself. So knowledge is never the problem. And I think that's what people, you know, I just get this like sense from women of just like, oh, I don't know enough, or I don't have enough answers, or there's not enough clarity, or there's not enough certainty. That you're just asking for reassurance in a world that cannot in any way, shape or form assure you. It's like asking water to be earth. It can't happen. And so this sort of, this kind of like paradigm, this assumption that you need more knowledge in order to be successful in business is just bullshit. Business is a mindset game, pure and simple. The doing, the tangible, the how, the action, that's like an offshoot. Ignore that for now. Don't worry about that for now. If you're in the early stages of business, or maybe you've been in business for a few years and it's not working out the way you want it to work, or maybe you're thinking about going into business, you're thinking about starting a sideline hustle, you're thinking about joining an MLM, you're thinking about becoming a coach, you're thinking about becoming a consultant, you're thinking about starting a franchise, you're thinking about building your own lash bar, you're thinking about, I don't know, I was going to say something really inappropriate then, stopped myself, you are welcome. You're thinking about starting a new business, right? Or you're in those early stages of business, or business isn't quite doing what you want it to do. I'm telling you now, stop accumulating fucking knowledge like it's another pair of shoes with the heels that are so high that you're never actually going to wear them out, right? Stop doing that. Stop. They're just collecting dust. You've got to get into the game of mindset. You have to understand making money is a game of mindset. Hustling, mindset. creating a business mindset, creating marketing strategy mindset, creating a sales strategy mindset, executing that sales strategy mindset, doing a Facebook Live mindset. The knowledge is irrelevant. Knowledge is everywhere. So many people I know have got a heap of knowledge and not making any fucking cash from it. You've got to get in the game of mindset. And today what I want to do is give you five. I also noticed, hang on a minute, just a little aside, a bit clunky here. When I was editing the podcast, I noticed how much I do this. How fucking annoying is that? This and the word And now I'm not editing them out. So now they also get to be annoying for you as well. You're welcome. Oh my God, I sat in front of a man yesterday. God, where was I? I was at some kind of like meeting. Oh, that's right. I was at an AA meeting and I sat in front of this guy yesterday who was eating a sandwich, a white bread sandwich, which smelt like school canteens. And he was making this noise. And I almost vomited on myself. It was a real test of my zen. I like really had to transcend outside of my ego and just be like, it's not annoying. It's fine. Anyway, why on earth am I talking about the man with the noisy, smelly sandwich? Back to where we were. Welcome to my brain. Back to where we were. 1 to 5. I'm going to give you 5 of my greatest mindset hacks. Things, points, I found out the word for this the other day. What's it called? It's a listicle. My 5 points, my 5 steps, my 5 methods, whatever it might be. It's a listicle. That's the actual name of it. So here's my listicle around mindset for business. The first is you've got to have a vision. Man, I see so many people that don't have a vision. They think they've got a vision. They don't have a vision. What they have is a desperation to be not where they currently are. Or they have a fixed mindset around what is going to make them happy. They have like a warped, fucked up metric, like money is going to make me happy. Like if I have $500,000 in my bank account, I'll feel secure. Or if I can afford to do X, Y, or Z, then I will be happy. And for a really long time, I didn't have a vision. I just didn't. I couldn't see who I needed to be. I couldn't imagine myself being anyone or anything else than I currently was. I couldn't lift myself out of my current circumstances. All I could do was see restriction and limitation in where I was. All I could do was see I didn't have enough money. I didn't have the time. I wasn't old enough. I was too old. I was a woman. I wasn't a man. I was just like all of these restrictions, bullshit restrictions. I don't have fucking time. 24 hours in the day. Time isn't your problem. Your productivity is the problem. Right? I don't have the money. Bullshit. Google is free. Every single answer that you would ever need in the entire world, you don't have to pay for because of Google. And yet I hear time and time again, I can't afford it. I don't have the time. I can't afford it. I don't have the time. These are your current circumstances and they are keeping you trapped. And while you are looking at your current circumstances, while you're operating from the version of you that you currently are, you are going to continue to get the results that you are currently getting. You're going to continue to see all the reasons why you should not be in business. You're going to continue to see all the reasons why you should not try. You're going to continue to see all the reasons why it might fail. You've got to rise up above those circumstances, because if you get so wrapped up in the hand, how's it going to work? What's it going to look like? Where are my guarantees? What's going to happen if? If you get wrapped up in that, you need to know all the steps. You are fucked, my friend. Like, get out of business now. Stay in your safe job, even if it's mundane and boring and you don't enjoy it. Because if you are one of those people that needs to have all of the steps, you are never going to succeed in business. And I do not say that lightly. It is the goddamn truth. Because you are asking for a crystal ball. You are asking for answers from the universe when the universe doesn't even have the answers yet, because this hasn't unfolded yet. There are 7.4 billion people on this planet. 7.4 billion people. Add on top of that, natural disasters, car accidents, cancer, all sorts of fucking weird and fucked up crazy shit that's going on in our world, right? We are part of this universal energy, and that universal energy never rests, and it is not able to give you any guarantee. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know if you put that marketing campaign out, whether or not it's going to convert. I can give you some hints and tips around what tends to convert for most people. I can talk to you about the psychology of sales so that you've got a structure and an understanding about what makes some people buy and what makes other people not. I can give you that, but ultimately, I don't know if it's going to work. I don't have the guarantees. I don't know if your marriage is going to last. I don't know if your kids are going to like you when they're adults. I don't know if this job is right for you. I don't know if this job is wrong for you. I don't know if buying into an MLM business is the right thing for you to do. But what I do know is that while you are waiting for the answer, while you are sitting there hoping and wishing and waiting for your life to be different and expecting your external circumstances to come along and give you a guarantee before you take any action, nothing is going to change. You have got to have a vision of who you want to be and how you want to live. And that does not compromise all of the answers. It's a vision that you can connect to, a vision that you can get excited about, a vision that you can tap into. You can put yourself in the physical alignment of that vision. And when I talk about physical alignment, and this is sort of manifestation speak now, but when I talk about alignment, what I mean is you are matching the vibrational frequency of the person that you want to be. So if you want to feel safe, you need to put your physical vessel in that feeling of safety now. If you want to feel like you've achieved something, you need to find how you can achieve right now. This is where gratitude comes in a lot of the time, but also like just visualization, writing out your goals, journaling, imagining what you want to be like, who you want to be, how you want to speak, what you want to wear, where you want to go, how you want to fuck, how you want to shower, how you want to work, who you want to speak to on a day-to-day basis. You've got to get so fucking clear and aligned with that version of you that you can start living your future in your current. When you can start bringing your future into your present time, that is when you will get results. That is when you will start feeling differently. So you'll start attracting different things into your life, people, circumstances, opportunities, and experiences that are in alignment with the goal that you want to achieve, the way that you want to live, the money you want to have in your bank account, the marriage you want to have, the way you want to parent, the way you want to lead, the way you want to be a mate, the way you want to eat, the way you want to fuck, the way you want to shit. And so it goes on and on and on, right? When you can start bringing that into today, you will also change your action. You will start doing the things that before used to scare you so much that you wouldn't do them. They're not going to not scare you. They're still going to scare you. It's just that you're going to start asking yourself, well, what would the future me do? The future me who already has what I want to have, what did she do? Did she allow her fear to win? Or did she go, fuck that noise. I'm a grown woman. I can pick up the phone and make a sales call. That's not going to fucking kill me. She did that one. Believe me, honey, she did that one. She did not sit there looking at the phone going, maybe I'll do it tomorrow. I'll just eat some cake. She didn't. So really giving yourself this vision. I taught my clients like through this amazing process through Next Level Results. So for those of you who aren't on board with this, Next Level Results is my signature 6-month coaching program. It's for women who are looking to develop themselves personally, professionally, and spiritually. And module 2 of this program is all about giving yourself a vision. It's all about learning how you can connect to the future version of you so that you can make decisions not based on who you are today, because who you are today is getting you the results you're getting today, but based on the version of you who has already achieved everything that you want to achieve, already has everything that you want to have. This isn't about having a vision so you know what to do next. It's about having a vision so you know how to be. The journey is not about what you achieve. The journey is about who you become. And this is about getting really clear on like having a real why, like a genuine desire to want to be better or to do more or to have more. There's a really beautiful book, and I really recommend that everyone reads this book. It's called A Man's Search for Meaning, and it's by Viktor Frankl, who was a Holocaust survivor. He was in Auschwitz. And there's a line in that book, which I come back to over and over and over again, which is those who have a why to live can bear almost any how. Now, obviously, he's talking a fucking completely different context to the context that I'm talking here. He's talking about the people who survived in those camps were the people who had a reason to live. You can survive anyhow. How am I going to get through today? How am I going to find something to eat? How am I going to, you know, literally survive the next hour of my life in this cold, freezing, terrible conditions? With a big enough why, you can bear it. And kind of that's kind of how business is, because it's really fucking, the how is really uncomfortable. Taking the action can be really fucking uncomfortable. It can be heaps of fun as well. But a lot of the time, it's really unknown and uncomfortable in the unknowingness. You've got to have a reason to be doing it. You've got to have a really compelling reason. You've got to have a why. And that why is totally and utterly your vision. Who do you want to be? How do you want to help this world? What legacy do you want to leave? Because I don't know what happens when we die. I kind of don't really care. I figure if we were meant to know, we would know. So we're clearly not meant to know. So I'm just going to leave that little surprise for later. I'm not scared of it, but I'm going to do my very damnedest to live the experience that I've got in this particular human incarnation to the fullest of my ability. I don't know why I'm here, but I do know that I came down here for the fucking ride. I know I came down here to live it all, to have it all, to experience it all. I didn't come here to play safe. And so while I'm here, I'm going to do everything in my power to experience the full spectrum of this life, the scary, the beautiful, the wonderful, the sad, the desperate, the completely, totally mind-blowing. I want to experience all of it. I don't want to get to the end of it and be like, oh, what did I do? Oh, fuck. Oh, not a lot, actually. I want to get to the end of it and be like, holy fuck, that was mental. Let's do it again. That's how I want to get. That's how I want it to be. So you've got to have a why, you've got to have a passion. And again, this isn't like my passion is teaching or my passion is project management. My passion is that I'm not asking you to decide what you want to do. I'm asking you who you want to be. That is your passion, who you want to be. Follow that. And then all of the other stuff kind of falls into place. Again, there is like a real structure that I teach my clients to be able to go through that process. There's like a daily structure that we put in place so that my clients can align to that goal day in, day out, day in, day out. When it gets hard, they've got this kind of like anchor of like, hang on, I know why I'm doing this. I know why I'm here. I know why I'm rocking up. I know why I'm leaning into this uncomfortable feeling and I'm willing to do it. So that's the first thing. You've got to have a fucking vision, man. Number two. You have got to sort through your shitty beliefs. I could talk about this for hours. I could talk about it for days. What you believe to be true, you will manifest in your reality. And if you're not sure what your belief system is, have a look at your results. The universe doesn't hide from you. The universe isn't trying to trip you up. The universe isn't hiding a single thing. If you want to know what your belief system is about relationships, take a look at your relationships. If you want to know what your belief system is around money, take a look at your financial history. If you want to know what your relationship is about your self-worth, have a little journal session, write down your feelings, because your self-worth will come out in those words. Your belief system around who you are, what you are capable of doing, how hard sales are, how hard business is, how hard making money is, all of those things will manifest in your results. It cannot be any other way. And time again, I see business owners, they have these inspired ideas. They have this vision of who they want to be. They have this vision of what they want to contribute to the world, the legacy they want to leave. They don't know the how. No one knows the how. Who knows the how? No one knows the how, because no one's got a crystal ball. No one's predicting the future here. All we're doing is rocking up, doing some stuff, seeing what lands, recalibrating, coming back to, is this in alignment with the person that I want to be? Is this creating the lifestyle I want to create for myself? Is this working? Is this not working? And what do I need to change? But time and time again, I see people who have these visions. They have beautiful ones. They have phenomenal ideas, and they do not have the belief to back themselves. And going back to this training that I did last week with the Y Bravo team, the amount of ideas that came out of the room, like inspired, beautiful, wonderful, amazing ideas that people were coming up with, and then realizing that we weren't taking the action because we didn't quite back ourselves. And then when you unpack that, when you start saying, okay, well, why am I not backing myself? What is it that I believe? Do I believe that I'm worthy of it? One of the massive ones for me came up around money, huge belief system that I uncovered about money that I didn't even know that I had. And now I look back and I'm like, oh my God, it was staring me in the face. That belief was staring me in the face in my results. And, you know, you've got some amazing belief systems. I know people who have phenomenal belief systems around the ease of making money or the ease of making a sales call or their own self-worth and their own self-love. But ultimately, what you believe to be true, you will perpetuate. You become your own self-fulfilling prophecy. If you believe all men are assholes, guess what you're going to attract, and guess how you are going to act in this world, and therefore what you are going to manifest for yourself. Same goes about money, same goes about sales, and goes in general about business. Like, sit down and ask yourself, pen and paper exercise here. Sit down and ask yourself, what do I believe to be true about business? What do I believe to be true about my own capability? Are you sitting there being like, oh, I'm not clever enough to go into business? Well, okay, guess what you're going to create? A world where you are not clever enough to go into business. Change that fucking story. Shift that fucking narrative. Work out what it is that you believe. What story are you telling yourself? What narrative is running through your head? And then you ask yourself, is this in line with the version of me who has achieved everything that I want to achieve, the future version of me, the vision of me that I want to be? Does she believe that she's not worthy? Does she believe that making money is hard? Does she believe that she's a bit stupid? Or does she take full fucking responsibility for her internal story, her internal narrative, and does she change it so it's in alignment with the version of her that she wants to be? I do so much work through Next Level Results with my clients around beliefs. I give them a firm system, proven system, to be able to unpack unconscious thoughts that they have, pinpoint where they actually fucking first started believing this, normally in childhood, normally in the imprint years 0 to 7, like actually a system to be able to go, oh my God, that happened when I was 4 and I've carried that belief all through my life, and look at how it has shaped what I have done, what I have not done, the relationships I've had, the finances I have. And the moment you shift that belief, the moment you change it, and there, again, there's a process around that, the moment you change it, fucking everything can shift for you. Like I said, this is not about what do I need to do, it is about who do I need to be. Business is a mindset game.
If you're anything like me, your first thought in the morning is often one of, oh, holy fuck. We wake up instantly feeling like we're in lack. Not enough sleep, not enough time, not enough. We scroll through social media and feel not enough. We think about our day ahead and feel underprepared, uninspired, or overwhelmed. What if we're not enough? Before we're even out of bed, our mind is telling us all sorts of crazy stories, and these stories set the precedent for our day and have a huge effect on our results. Imagine if you could start your day with a different thought. Imagine waking up to a daily reminder of the greatness that lies within you. Imagine having your own personal and funny cheerleader inspiring you every single day. Imagine your first waking thought being one of abundance and purpose. Well, imagine no longer, my friend, because now you can wake up with M. Wake Up with M is a text message service for women who are ready to wake up to their power, purpose, and passion. A daily motivational message from me personally to get you smiling into your day and vibing high from the moment you wake up, and all for less than the price of a couple of lattes a month. And even better, you get the first month completely for free. Because, well, you know, you might actually find it really annoying to have a daily reminder that you're amazing and capable and awesome. Head to emilychaborn.com/wakeup or check out the link in the show notes below.
Good morning, you're awesome.
All right, number 3, judgment. If you have not listened to episode 2 of the of Unashamedly Human, the podcast, go ahead and have a listen to it. It's about the Queendom model. And it is a phenomenal model that I have come up with that I teach my clients through Next Level Results about how to deal with judgment. If you are not going to post something on Facebook about your new venture, if you're not singing loud and proud about the new business that you're starting, the coaching practice that you are starting, the MLM that you've just joined, the product that you are selling, if you are not out and loud and proud and shouting about it, it's because you are scared of the judgment of what other people might think. Fuck what other people think. Because if fucking Sad Sack Sally, who works behind the counter at Boots, pushing cosmetics every day, day in, day out, goes home to tit-ass Trevor, who sits in front of the fucking TV every single night watching sport and eating Domino's, if she's judging you, who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck about her? No, I'm not saying she's not an important human on this planet. I believe everyone's important on this planet. But her judgment of you, what results has she got? You have got to start learning how to deal with the fear of judgment of other people. And this is a massive lesson for me. And it's still a massive lesson for me. I'm not claiming to be perfect. It's still, you know, I'm always transcending to the next level, the next level, the next level, the next level of this. In my early days of business, I remember
talking to my business coach on the phone. And if you're in business for yourself and you don't have a business coach, you are mental. I'm just saying it. Absolute batshit crazy. You cannot do business by yourself. Rule number one, do not do business by yourself. Impossible. If you want a good business coach, hit me up. I know a whole ton of them. Seriously, I have a bank of practitioners I know, love and trust that I'm always referring people to. Okay. Like, I'm not one of those weird people that's like, no, I'm not going to tell you about anyone else. And, you know, like, that's not how I operate at all. Like, there is infinite abundance in this world. I don't need to not shout the names of other people who are amazing. Right. I'm constantly, constantly, constantly referring to other people. So if you're looking for a good business coach, hit me up, info@emilychadbourne.com. Happily refer a number of people to you. But I was talking to my business coach this one time, and I was, it was really early days of business, and I'd done this really funny video. I was working in the dating field at the time, and it, you know, this video was like seven ways not to get a boyfriend. It was a funny video, and I was so worried about hitting the publish button for it to go live on Facebook. I just sat there probably for about an hour, just not hitting publish. And eventually I called my business coach and I was like, what is going on? Like, what? Like, I'm just so like paralyzed, overanalyzing it. Are people going to get offended by it? What are people going to think about it? Is it funny? Is it even worth it? Convincing myself it wasn't worth even publishing. And she turned around and she was like, who is it? She was like, name the person, just any person, name a person, any person. Don't think about it. Name a person who you are scared of judging you right now. And funnily enough, this random name comes out of my mouth, right? Mark Jordan. I went to school with Mark Jordan in like primary school. I went to primary school with this kid, right? Well, he's not a kid anymore, but he was back then. Like, and it wasn't him specifically. It was like just people that I knew, right? From school, who don't know me personally anymore, who don't know my story. So who, you know, could see me on social media and maybe be like, oh my God, like, what is this chick who I went to school with doing, talking about like dating men and mindset and like self-love? Who does she think she is? Mark Jordan! I last saw Mark Jordan when I was 15. Why the fuck do I give a shit about Mark Jordan? I don't know why I give a shit about Mark Jordan. I'll tell you why I give a shit about Mark Jordan. I give a shit about Mark Jordan because secretly somewhere I'm judging myself, because secretly somewhere I have a belief that I'm not worthy, because secretly somewhere I think that my happiness, that my existence on this planet needs to be validated by another human being. And that work, man, when you start doing that work, when you start unpacking that shit, when you start like laying down the law and backing yourself 100%, trusting yourself, coming from this place of like genuine, fuck that noise, fuck what you all think. I'm here to serve. I'm here to help a certain avatar. I'm here to help a certain market. And I know I'm good at doing that. When you come from that space, man, anything is possible in business. So the fear of judgment, all of Brené Brown's work when it comes to this, I would recommend. But in Daring Greatly, I believe it is, at the beginning, she quotes Roosevelt about like a, is that Roosevelt? I'm going to say yes. If it's not, let me know. info@emilychadbourne.com. I'm sure someone would love to let me know when I'm wrong. Anyway, she, you know, puts down this quote about, you know, if you're not in the arena, if you are not fighting the battle that I am fighting, then you have no business critiquing me. So the Queendom model, have a listen to it. Episode 2 of Unashamedly Human. The next one, number 4, is the fear is the next one, number 4, is fear and failure. And I hear people all the time who are like, yeah, I know fear and success. I know failure and success are the same thing. Cause that's, I say that all the time to my clients. I'm always saying it. Ladies, fear and success are the same thing. Life happens. There is a universal law called the law of polarity, which means everything has its opposite. And the paradox of that means that they are the same thing. Okay. So hot and cold are both temperature. Love and fear are both emotions. They are opposite ends of that spectrum. We exist in the law of polarity. Success and failure are the same thing. You cannot have one without the other. One does not exist without the other. It is physically impossible for one to exist without the other. Totally and utterly impossible. And I hear people all the time like, yeah, look, I know it's fear that's just holding me back. I know failure is inevitable. I know it's part of the process. I know it's got to happen, but you don't know it. Or you do know it, but you're not embodying it. You know it, but you're not willing to live it. And the reason you're not willing to live it is because you haven't done all of the shit that I've just said. You don't have the vision. You don't have that. You haven't done the belief work, and you haven't unpacked the judgment of self and others to self. You haven't done that work. And so understanding something intellectually and then embodying it and being it, two very different things. Reminds me of this amazing quote from Bob Proctor, which says, "No amount of reading or memorizing will make you successful in life. It is the understanding and application of wise thought that counts." You have got to get on the fucking pitch. You've got to get in there and get dirty. You've got to try stuff out. You've got to realize that, oh, shit, that didn't work. Not doing that again. How can I do it differently? And part of that is having a sort of support team around you. And again, this feeds back into the Queendom model. Your support team isn't always going to be your family and friends. In fact, my support team when it comes to business, I mean, my friends are amazing. My partner is absolutely amazing, so supportive. But the people that I turn to when something really goes fucking wrong are not those people, because those people are just going to placate me with niceties, right? They want me to be happy. So they're just going to tell me I'm great. Don't worry about it, babe. You've got this. But they're not doing it. They're not in business themselves. They're not putting their face in front of the camera day in, day out. They're not putting their ass on the line the way that I am in this particular context. That's not to say that they're not doing it in their own way, in their own businesses or in their own professions. But the way that I'm doing it, they're not. And I have my own mastermind. I have my own group. I have my own peers. I have my own fucking tribe that I can go to and be like, this happened and it didn't work out that way. And they go, right, what are you going to do about it, Em? And I'm like, oh, I want to moan about it. And they're like, okay, moan about it. Then what are you going to do about it, Em? And they share their failures with me over and over and over again, because their failure is my failure and their success is my success. You've got to have a team. You do not do business by yourself. You have got to have a team. And one of the most amazing things about Next Level Results is the Facebook community that goes along with it. The support in that community of women who are showing up and doing the work and fucking it up and then doing it again and fucking up a little bit less the second time and then doing it again and then getting some massive wins on their belt the third, fourth, fifth time, then fucking it up again, because that's life, because they're leveling up, because they're always evolving and growing and learning and being and doing and having more. Fuck, man. That's why I do what I do. It's a fucking honor to sit there and watch. Number five, you've got to be willing to change. So Mark Manson, who is the, what's it called? Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. And now he's written another book with the title, fuck in the title again, which, oh, come on, Mark. But anyway, not my point. Not my business. The man is very successful at what he has achieved. And he's just released his second book, got a fuck in the title, can't remember what it is. Anyway, so he's been doing the rounds and he was doing a Business Chicks event recently, this week, I think. And so it's quite heavily on my newsfeed. And I saw a quote of his the other day, which I totally love, which is, if success was easy, we'd all just be successful. Success requires you to do something that few other people have done. So it's going to be hard. And I think that for me, like, again, bringing it back to this event that I did, this Y Bravo event with the sales game, and like just in general, reflecting on my last 4 years in business and constantly in the kind of conversation around business and entrepreneurship, because that's what I do and what I am, you know, it really does. It comes back to that. If it was easy, every fucker would be doing it. You have got to be willing to evolve, because you cannot stay the same and be in business successfully. You know, business, the external trappings of business, the money, the marketing, the notoriety, even the service, those are like byproducts of the journey of who you are going to become in the process of creating a business for yourself. And it is phenomenal and tremendous and petrifying and overwhelming and exciting and mind-blowing and absolutely 100% worth it. If you are willing to evolve and grow into the next version of you so that you can create something that is worthy and a legacy and of service and contributing to the world, and at the same time gives you a beautiful fucking lifestyle where you get to have time freedom and travel freedom and money freedom, but more than that, where you feel like you are really learning to back yourself, man, totally worth it. Totally and utterly worth it. And if you want some support around that, please get in touch. info@emilychadbourne, I can give you a little bit more information about the amazing Next Level Results. Like I said, it's a 6-month coaching program with me personally and a group of phenomenal women who want to better themselves personally, professionally, and spiritually. Alrighty. Let me get to the highlight of today's podcast, which is today's listeners' unashamedly human moment. Just a quick round of applause for Carly from London for this one. Came in over the old DM on Instagram, Emily_thatcrazythingcalledlife. This is just gold. My partner's boss recently invited us over for dinner. I was slightly nervous at being invited and carefully selected my outfit for the evening. I chose a pantsuit, not too dressy, not too casual. I wanted to make a good impression. We arrived to a warm welcome from my partner's boss and his wife, who we'll call Jane. Jane was really lovely and took me off to the kitchen for a glass of wine while our respective halves were left in the dining room chatting business. 2 Sauv Blancs later, Jane and I returned to the dining room only to be presented in the doorway with a pair of my knickers, sunny side up and glaring at both of us. Apparently, the last time I'd worn these trousers, I'd taken them off in a rush and not disentangled my knickers, and they'd slid out without my knowing. Jane was so kind about it, but it was a mortifying moment. I had to pick them up and shove them in my handbag before my partner and his boss noticed. Brilliant, unashamedly human moment. Forgot to take your dirty knickers out your old pair of trousers, whacked them back on, the knickers get caught in the inside leg and fall out in the dining room of your partner's boss's house. Well done, that woman. What a brilliant, unashamedly human moment. Thank you for sharing it. Please keep them coming in. It is always really lovely to know that we are not alone in being unashamedly human. Thank you very much for listening today. Please do me a favor, rate, review this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people find this content. If you have loved today, please share it with your friends, especially friends who are thinking about going into business for themselves. And if you're interested in joining my 6-month coaching program, Next Level Results, then all you need to do is drop me a little PM on Facebook, a DM on Insta, Emily_thatcrazythingcalledlife, or email me and my team, info@emilychadbourne.com. If you are interested in having a text message sent to your phone every single morning full of positivity and full of humor and to get you vibing high for your day, then hop on to Wake Up with Em. The link will be in the show notes. If you haven't joined yet, you must be batshit. First month is free, mate. What you doing? Come on, jump on board now. Thank you all very much for listening, and I will see you soon. I'll hear you soon. Fucked it at the end.